Today, we continue with lesson number 7 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos. We will learn the 3rd perek, the 4th, and the 5th Mishnah. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Nitmu shioreho. Nisrefu shioreho. Ovdu shioreho. We learned that essentially there are two components of the Korban Mincha in its final stage. There is the kometz, the fingers full of oily flour, plus the Lavona frankincense, which is placed upon the fire upon the Mizbeach. And then they are the Shiorayim, the leftover flour and oil, which have remained back in a earlier vessel, not in the vessel from which the kometz was placed upon the fire. And the Shiorayim are eaten by the Kohanim. Suppose the Shiorayim become Tomei. The Kometz was put upon the Mizbeach, no problem. But the Shiorayim became Tomei, they came into contact with the Sheretz or whatever. Or they were burned somehow. Or they were lost. Now we know in many ways a Korban Mincha, which is from flour and oil, etc., is analogous to a korban from an animal, a sheep or a goat or whatever. In the case of the animal, the blood is sprinkled upon the mizbeach, along with certain emorim, certain parts of the animal which are placed upon the fire, upon the mizbeach. And the shiorayim are analogous to the meat of the korban, of the animal korban, which is eaten in the case of a korban shlomim, etc. In the case of a korban ola, it's all put upon the fire. But just as in the case of a korban of an animal, there is bosor, there is the meat to be eaten, and there is the blood to be sprinkled, there's dam, so too by the korban minchas, there's the shiorayim to be eaten, and there's the kometz to be placed upon the mizbeach. In the Gemara and Meseches Psochim, Daf Ayin Zayin, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer in the situation of an animal sacrifice where the meat has become tomei, or the meat has become lost, before the blood was sprinkled upon the mizbeach. Rabbi Yehoshua says, "Im ein bosor, ein dam." If there's no meat which can be put aside to be eaten by the appropriate parties, then there's no dam, there can be no sprinkling of the blood. Rabbi Eliezer says, "No, dam afal pisha ein bosor. Even if the bosor has been lost or became tomei, you can still sprinkle the blood." Our Mishnah tells us that the same machlokas which Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer have with regard to dam and bosor, they have the same machlokas by a korban mincha, where the shiorei hamincha are analogous to the bosor, and the kometz is analogous to the dam. So, kemidas Rabbi Eliezer, if we follow the approach of Rabbi Eliezer, Kishera, just like Rabbi Eliezer says, by an animal korban. Dam afal pishe ein bosor, here too, kometz afal pishe ein shiorayim. And the kometz can be offered upon the mizbeach, even though the shiorayim are tomei or lost or burnt or whatever. However, uchemidas Rabbi Yehoshua psula. If we follow the approach of Rabbi Yehoshua, who holds with the reference to an animal korban. Im ein bosor ein dam, so too he will hold by a korban mincha. Im ein shiorayim, ein kometz, ein kemitza. And therefore, pesula, the korban mincha is posel. The halacha, by the way, is like Rabbi Yehoshua. The Mishnah continues, shelo b'chli shores. When we learned back in Mishnah Beis about the various steps of the korban, we learned that the entire mixture is placed into kli shores number one at one point, and then the kemitza is done from that kli shores number one, and the kemitza, the kometz, is placed upon kli shores number two, from which it is placed upon the mizbeach, salted, etc. Now, suppose shelo b'chli shores. He did the kemitza he placed the kemitza upon the fire not from a kli shores, but not from kli shores number two, but directly from kli shores number one. He extracted the kometz and placed it upon the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon machshir. Rabbi Shimon says that is, well, I'm sorry, shelo b'chli shores psula. Tanakama says that's invalid. The kometz must be placed into kli shores number two before, from which it is placed upon the mizbeach. Otherwise, it is invalid, psula. Rabbi Shimon, however, machshir, he says no. The kometz does not necessarily have to be placed into the kli shores number two. The kiddush hakometz b'kli shores is not ma'akev, does not render it invalid. The absence of it does not render it invalid, according to Rabbi Shimon. By the way, Rabbi Shimon agrees that the placing of the entire mincha in kli shores number one, that is essential. Whether or not it is essential to put the kometz into kli shores number two, that is the machlokas. The Tanakhama says if that is not done, pisula, and Rabbi Shimon is machshir. Suppose, continues the Mishnah, hiktir kumtso pa'amayim. Suppose the kometz was done validly, meaning in a valid way. The Kohen put his fingers into the whole mix and extracted the three fingers full of flour or oily flour, etc. But when he put it upon the Mizbeach, instead of putting it all at once upon the Mizbeach, he did it in two doses. Now, the size of the kometz is two kezesim. So if he was careful and he did exactly half with one placement upon the Mizbeach, and the other half of the kometz in another placement upon the Mizbeach, so each haktorah, each placing upon the fire, was of a kezias. So then kishera. However, suppose he didn't take the kometz and put it in two equal halves separately upon the Mizbeach, but rather divided it into more than two parts, in which case the pieces that he put upon the Mizbeach were less than a kezias, then the mincha is pesula, because there can be no haktorah for less than a kezias. So if he took the two kezesim kometz, divided it in equal halves, kezias and kezias, and put them separately upon the mizbeach, that would be kosher. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Now, Mishnah goes on to say, hakometz miyuto ma'akeves rubo. If a small bit of the kometz is missing and not placed upon the mizbeach, the kometz is posel. The posuk says, melo kumtso. So the miyut, the small minority of the kometz, is essential. And if it's not placed upon the mizbeach, it is ma'akeves rubo. It renders the majority, which was put upon the mizbeach, invalid. Ho'isoron, the solid measure of flour, also miyuto ma'akeves rubo. If 1/10 of the yisoron, 1 bit of the yisoron is missing, it is not a valid korban. Because a mincha less than the yisoron, even slightly less than the yisoron, is not kosher. It's pesula. The pasuk says misolta, which means the entire isaron of solas. Hayayin, the same thing. Wine, the wine which is brought for nisachim accompanying certain karbanos. The wine is measured in terms of a liquid measure called a hin, a half of a hin for a cow, a third of a hin for an ayil, a revius a hin for a keves. There too, you have to give the full appropriate measure, half hin or third of a hin or four quarter of a hin. Miutoma a keves rubo. If a bit of it is missing, even though most of it was brought, not proper, not kosher. The whole shiur of a chatzi hahin lapor, etc., has to be brought. Hashemen, similarly, the shemen which accompanies a minchas nesochim, which in turn accompanies an animal offering, which too have to be a certain measure of shemen, a chatzi hahin lapor, shlishis hahin lo ayil, revius hahin la keves, and also the shemen for a minchas nedava, which has been the subject of most of our discussions, where the shiur is a log, a liquid measure called a log. If a little bit of the required shiur of shemen is missing, miutom akev es rubo, a little bit is missing, prevents even the majority that was brought to be posel. Hasoles v'hashemen, the two major ingredients of the Korban Mincha are the flour and the oil. Suppose you brought a Korban Mincha with only flour, without the oil, or only oil, without the flour. Invalid. Hasoles v'hashemen miyakfin ze'eseh. The absence of either one renders the Korban posel. You have to have both. Similarly, hakometz v'halavona ma'akfin ze'eseh. When you put upon the fire the kometz, you also put up kometz of oily flour. You also put upon the three fingers full kometz. You also put upon the fire the incense, all the incense. Suppose you bring a korban mincha which requires a lavona, and you have the kometz but not the lavona, or the lavona and not the ktores. Sorry, the lavona and not the kometz. Then the carbon is posel. Hakometz v'halvona me'akfin ze'eseh. The absence of either renders it posel. You have to have both. And so we have completed Mishnah Hay of Perek Gimel, and in the process completed lesson number 7.